I am Fly. Maximilian Fly. I am a good creature. I am not bad, as some will tell you. But I see you do not believe me. You do not like my carapace and my broad, flat head, and I can tell that even my beautiful indigo iridescent wings do not persuade you of my goodness. I know that humans like you call me Roach, even though I am human too. Indeed, I was once a squashy, wingless baby, just as you were. But I know very well that if I were small enough, you would stamp on me without a moment's thought. Ha! But, luckily for me, I am much bigger than you, and, I have been told, rather terrifying. So we will have no more thoughts of the trampling and crushing of carapaces. They set my mandibles on edge. I, Maximilian Fly, see all things. I see the revulsion flickering across your face as you imagine how I look. This upsets me, for I am a sensitive creature. I wish to show you that I am as good as you are, or as good as you think you are. Ah, but I am also a forgetful creature. I have forgotten that you cannot see me except through my words. So I will write a picture for you. I am flying low and fast over our city, a gloomy place named Hope. The fog is late tonight, and there is a fine haze of damp in the air. Below, I see the dark canyons of the unlit streets, the tumble of vegetation sprawling across the landscape of roofs that glisten like turtles' backs. I am looking for my own dear roof. There, now I see it. At the end of the line, narrow with its attic windows standing out like little bug eyes, its two stone parapets, back and front, and the tall yellow brick chimney rising high like a beacon. I love my roof. However, I do not love the orange astro suit that lies wedged in my front parapet. It fell last week, and now it has rolled down and settled in the wide lead gutter like a punctured balloon. Oh, an astro is a terrible thing. But look, here is something to distract us from such gloomy thoughts. Down in the street below, I see a chase. Two silver seeds, crew of the notorious silver ship, which every year takes a group of young ones away from Hope, never to return, are being pursued by three enforcers who look sleekly dangerous in their carbonet armor, which shimmers in the night with its blue-green oily sheen. I watch the silver seeds race along the overgrown street, leaping through the vegetation, a tall one dragging a shorter by its hand. This chase is no business of mine, but I realize that you might consider it your business, for they are young wingless ones, just like you. So I, Maximilian Fly, will satisfy your curiosity, and at the same time, I will prove to you that I am indeed a good creature. And then we will both be happy. Now, I shall, for your pleasure, describe what I see. The small silver seed has stopped running and is now dancing on one leg, emitting high-pitched noises. This cannot be good if they truly wish to escape. Now, the larger silver seed is hoisting the small one upon its back and setting off again at a run, like an awkward two-headed mutant. It moves surprisingly quickly, but will it be quick enough? I suspect not. The enforcers, who are older and faster than these two young ones, are gaining ground. They are the usual crew of three runners with a searchlight, a net, and a battering ram. You may wonder why they do not shoot their quarry down and be done with it. But enforcers do not carry weapons. They must bring their prey back alive and in reasonably good condition.